Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Melo, the talks with Houston have been reignited, allegedly, Mafia. That was a big story running this evening. Just the fact that they've reignited those talks. Melo, steadfast, will only agree to go to the Rockets. This is the multiple... just multiple times we've talked about this, that he wants to play for the Rockets. And this is, repetitive. We're still talking about this guy going to the Rockets. Do you believe that it's going to happen? I think it will at this point. It's obvious he's done with the Knicks. I just can't see on any level him coming back to the Knicks, despite all of his mumbo-jumbo about they've had conversations and the new GM, Scott Perry, whatever, that they've talked, and it went well, and he's taking it a day at a time. Aren't we all? But I just think that it's all BS. He really wants to play for the Rockets. He wants to get dealt to Houston. That's all there is to it. And I think they've been unable to accommodate it because nobody wants to do the deal. The deal isn't good. They don't want Ryan Anderson. We've heard that 1,000 times. Third team, fourth team being involved. We've heard that 1,000 times. Mafia, do you believe it or not? Young Gelt Militia told us tonight, Brian Geltzeiler, HoopsCritic.com, and NBA Radio on Satellite, that he believes it will not happen and that Melo will be playing for the Knicks when the season begins at the very least.
I agree with him 100%. I mean, that's what I've been thinking ever since they said, oh, they're reignited. It's great. Doesn't matter. Unless you have another team willing to make a deal, get involved in it, and give the Knicks something they want and take on Ryan Anderson, it's not going to happen because the Knicks aren't going to take on that contract. And these other teams like Portland, who've been mentioned before as being a possible third team, they want Melo. They don't want to be the third wheel and get that bum. They want the guy who's going to be the marquee guy in the deal, and no team's going to agree to that as far as Melo's not going to agree to go anywhere else, and Houston's not going to be involved unless they get him. So it's a no-win situation there. The only way it happens is if you get someone who's willing to just eat the salary, or, you start the season, and for some reason Kyrie has been traded from Cleveland, and Melo still sitting in New York and says, you know what, forget it, I'll go play with LeBron, and then make that deal happen.
But he said he doesn't want to play there.
He said he doesn't want to play there now. If he's still stuck in New York when the season begins and he realizes Houston isn't happening, maybe he changes his mind instead of sitting in New York and being miserable, losing every other game.
Call the show, you femmes, 855-212-4227. So Z-Bo gets popped in L.A. What a story. He allegedly had 2 pounds of chronic on him at the time of the arrest. He had the weed allegedly in a backpack. That's a lot of weed for sure. That's how you get busted when you have 2 pounds on you. He left jail with a smile on his face. I wouldn't be laughing coming out of jail no matter who you are or how much money you have. You got problems. Randolph was arrested on Wednesday night, igniting a disturbance with the popo. LAPD, you do not mess with. They were called to the Nickerson Gardens area in L.A. around 10 o'clock L.A. time. Cops found a large crowd of people smoking, playing loud music, and blocking the road. Cops, saw three people grabbing their waistbands, running. The cops went after them. They were detained, including Randolph, who was arrested for possession with intent to sell, a felony. The intent was because of how much weed he had on him. Another man was arrested with a gun. The crowd got crazy. They started smashing up cop cars, slashing tires, breaking windows. The cops had to get a battle line ready, allegedly. The cops found guns, drugs, cash. Vehicles were impounded. Of course, he's got nothing but problems with this now. I guess he has to go back August 31st or something for a court date. At the end of the day, he'll get off on this like they all do, right? I mean, Mafia, they don't go to jail for weed. I mean, give me a break.
It's especially in California. It's legal there. I mean, yes, it's still medicinal at this point, but is there anything easier than getting a script for marijuana in California? It's going to be recreational soon. How do you get arrested for something that's legal there? I mean, carrying around that much is just not a good idea. If he's hanging out with all these guys, like Geltzler said, all these guys that he's been loyal to because he's, you know, known them forever, you are the superstar athlete who's been making millions upon millions of dollars. Someone else hold the damn bag.
So Jim Herrick, who looks really old, says that Lamar Odom wants to join the Big Three League, and Ice Cube is also clamoring today on Los Angeles television that he's trying to convince Kobe Bryant to play in the Big Three League Mafia. Does Lamar Crack Odom or the Black Mamba join the Big Three?
I don't think the Black Mamba will. I mean, I don't think he's been away from the game enough to really have any desire to go play in that league. We saw the hype around it and then saw how it's fallen apart so far this year. I think you want Kobe. It's going to be something where you have to build this up over the next couple of years, and then maybe he'll come out after 5 years and say, okay, I'll play a season just for fun and during the summer. Odom, I could see. I mean, he's still a guy who's very popular. He's a guy who's going to draw because of, you know, his ties to the Kardashians. So that might be something Ice Cube adds and throws in. You know, when you got guys like Iverson not showing up and White Chocolate getting hurt in the first game so that he's not there, you got to have the draw to get people there. Why not bring an Odom?
But, I mean, the thing is, we've talked about this. They got all kinds of players that play in the league. They're all NBA guys. But they the games, they're on Sundays. Then they show them on Mondays on TV. And at the end of the day, it sucks.
Right. They have to change that next year or it's not worth it.
It's got to be live. And I don't even know, even if it's live, if it matters. Do you think it's failing? Because they're acting like it's a huge success.
I think it has failed this year, yes. I think it can be saved, but I think it's definitely failed.
Yeah, so
I mean, you're making changes to how the game goes, where you're when the stoppage is, how many points you have to score. You're making changes to the rules. You're having guys drop like flies because they're not healthy, not in shape, and people know what happens in the games before they get to see them. Yeah, it's not a success this year. It can be still, but definitely did not come to the levels that they hope to reach this year, I don't think.
All right, so I want to go back to this, the NBA schedule that they've released. I'll get your calls, too. The new season tips off Tuesday, October 17th on TNT with a doubleheader, Celtics and Cavs, and then Rockets, Warriors at Oracle at 10:30 Eastern. Opening week on the 19th then has the Knicks meet Oklahoma City in OKC. And then Lonzo Ball's Hollywood debut, Lakers, Clippers at 10:30. That's on the 19th. Then on Christmas Day, 12 Eastern, Knicks host the Sixers at the world's most famous. That meeting followed by Cavs, Warriors at Oracle at 3 Eastern. Wizards, Celtics, 5:30 Eastern in Boston. And then the Rockets meet the Thunder in OKC in the 8 p.m. Eastern game. But then the holiday festivities conclude on the West Coast with a new look. T-Wolves travel to Staples for a clash with the Lakers on TNT at 10:30 Eastern. So tons of games. Opening week tilts, you've got on the 18th, Fultz, Simmons, and Embiid against the Wizards. The Spurs open their Southwest Division title defense at home against the T-Wolves in the nightcap. That's on the 18th. 2 days later, ESPN's going to have showdowns between the Cavs and Bucks at 7 and the Warriors and Pelicans at 9:30. Mavi, how do you think Boogie and the Brow will play together in a full season in New Orleans?
I think they'll be a lot better this year than from what we saw last year. Obviously, they only had a small sample size, a small time to get used to each other. You know, they might have known each other from hanging out after they weren't in Kentucky at the same time, but I'm sure, you know, that's a very close-knit alumni with those guys. So I'm sure they probably saw each other at some point, maybe on the court, or maybe saw each other with Team USA activities. But now you actually get the chance to practice with each other every day, play in a system together where you learn everything together. I think they'll be a lot better this year, especially now they brought Holiday back. You know, if they have a couple pieces around them, they could be a strong team, maybe get that 7-8 spot.
All right, Charlie in Youngstown, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm average. What's going on, Charlie?
Nothing much. I want to talk about two things real quick.
Yeah.
Number one, who do you think's going to win this weekend in the Titans game?
I don't know, and I don't care. How's that sound? What Titans game? What game could be so important in the preseason that you're asking me about this?
Because the New York Jets, and I told this woman at the BP, I said, if we can't beat the Jets in the preseason, we might as well just throw our season out.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Think they should cancel the season if they can't beat the Jets. The Jets may never win a game again, ever.
And number two, who do you think is going to win the race at Michigan? And after that, I'll give you my thoughts on who will win.
You tell me, because I, on top of everything else, I just have absolutely no interest in who wins a NASCAR race.
It'll be either Martin Truex or Kyle Larson.
Wow.
And by the way, one more thing.
Yeah.
Tell Carver High, he's staying in New Orleans. I like this new chick better than him.
Oh, see that? Montenegro, you have a fan here in young Charlie who wants Carver High to be relieved of his duties and have you take over his spot here on the bench.
Got my first fan.
See that? Charlie is in love with Montenegro. It is happening before our very eyes. You see that, Mafia? You could tell. 855-212-4227. Andrew in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, man.
I just want to talk about Chris Sale. But before that, I got a quick question for you. I'm seeing a cover band for the first time tomorrow. What do you think of cover bands? Is it worth it?
You know, I'll say this. If you go see a good cover band, it's a good reason to listen to good tunes that you like and to get hammered.
Too, so that should make it a little better.
Yeah.
But real quick on Chris Sale. I know he's obviously right now the odds-on favorite for the Cy Young, but I think he should be getting some MVP consideration because, you know, his numbers are actually kind of comparable to Verlander's in 2011 when Verlander won MVP.
Right.
And I think before, like, the Red Sox went on this run, they were under 500 in games not started by Chris Sale. So his impact, even though he only throws once every 5 days, has been awesome on this team.
Listen, I won't deny he's been phenomenal. I was talking last night about Kluber. I'd love to see Sale and Kluber in a postseason matchup. Kluber has been on a run since the start of June that is just unequaled. In his last 13 starts, he's 7-1 with a 1.70 ERA, 142 strikeouts in 95 and a third innings. He's struck out at least 8 in every one of those. Only Randy Johnson, with 2 streaks of 15, has done that before. And I won't deny what Sale's doing is just insane. And he's certainly striking out more than 8 a game. He's world domination. And I think, am I mistaken in saying, is he going, is it tomorrow again? No, he's going, I think, on Saturday. Maybe I'm wrong. Is it Saturday or Sunday? He's going on the 13th, whatever day that is. So tomorrow's the 11th, 12th is Saturday, 13th. So Sunday, Sale pitches against the Bombers in the Bronx. Against Montgomery, I think, in that matchup. And I would run to the window on Sale on that one. I'd be all over Sale. Every time he pitches, I bet on him. It's that simple. And he wins.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.